Happy New Year! I'm Tamar Rodney, and you're listening to On the Pulse, a podcast from the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing. On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the experiences of frontline providers and researchers. We explore their insights and invaluable stories of how healthcare works in today's world. In today's show, we're talking about school health nursing, a new initiative that is bridging the gap in care for school-aged children. The Johns Hopkins School of Nursing, along with Coppin State University and Morgan State University Schools of Nursing, will provide a partnership model that will create a system of care that works with the family and school communities to support health and optimal learning. Today's guests are Lisa Stambolis and Dr. Catherine Ling. Lisa is a school health nursing program consultant and a pediatric nurse practitioner with over 30 years of experience working in Baltimore City neighborhoods. Most recently, she was the inaugural director of the Pediatric and Family Medicine Clinic at Healthcare for the Homeless. Dr. Catherine Ling is faculty at the School of Nursing and Chief Nursing Officer for the Compass Center that school health nursing falls under. School health nursing also collaborates and shares resources with the Institute for Policy Solutions, which houses the related Neighborhood Nursing Initiative. Here at the School of Nursing, we've been hearing about this initiative for some time, and it's even been in the news lately. So I'm very happy to have you both here today so we can learn even more about what to expect. Lisa and Catherine, welcome.
Thank you, Tamar.
Thank you so much for having us.
Wonderful. So Catherine, could I start with you? Could you share with us what are your thoughts on the state of school nursing today?
School nursing really reflects the status of nursing as a whole profession right now. School nurses, especially during the pandemic, had a tremendous responsibility for keeping their students and school communities safe. Unfortunately, we have seen a gap in payment for these nurses. They are typically under-resourced and do not make as much as our comrades within hospital systems, which makes it fairly difficult at times to recruit and retain these specialized nurses. It is critical to have nurses within our schools. We have a lot of research that shows that children learn better, they stay in school more frequently, and school communities thrive when there is a nursing professional on site.
Thank you so much. I think it's critical to remember the role that school nursing plays, not just for the children, but also for the parents. And so I'll continue this conversation by asking, what exactly is school health nursing and how did that come about? And specifically, how did universities come together for it?
Well, I'd like to give a lot of credit to our partners at the Baltimore City School System. They were finding that there were big gaps in their ability to provide care at certain schools that were under-resourced. And so from an innovative perspective, they reached out to the different universities that are in the Baltimore geographic area. We received the call and we said, absolutely, this is a place where we as nurses can walk our walk, so to speak, be present in our communities when the communities are bringing forth that need. So we will be providing nurses for 5 schools that will have those school nurses there to provide day-to-day care and preventative services to the students and the school communities, thinking about vision screening. And also, it's beyond when the kids get sick. They're all obviously there for that, but you have children who have ongoing needs, say children with asthma, children with diabetes. We want them in schools. We want to keep them in schools. And so the school health nurses really play a huge role in making sure those children are taken care of, as well as making sure everyone has their vaccines and those resources. School health nurses are also on the front line of observing what's going on. A lot of people may not remember, but during 9/11, it was a school health nurse who first identified the chronic respiratory and lung ailments that were happening near the World Trade Center. That's just one example, but that's what school health nurses do. They observe what's going on, they see what's happening, and then they bring in the resources to begin to address those needs. And that's what our school health nurses will be doing.
That's so wonderful. You mentioned that there's a specialized group, but I also think they're a special group because they get to see children more than their parents even see them sometime in an environment that is different. So their role is critical. And Lisa, if I could bring you into the conversation, tell us more about some of these schools that you'll be working with and what exactly will school health nursing focus on?
Sure. Very excited about the five schools that we'll be working with. Four of them are in and around the Hopkins University Hospital campus. It's very close to us. The five schools are Commodore John Rogers Elementary School, Middle School, William Packa, Fort Worthington, John Rura, and Mount Royal Elementary School, K through 8 schools. Some of them have pre-K. This is very exciting for us.
That's great. So you'll be seeing quite a nice age range when you work with these schools. And at the top of the introduction, I mentioned that you have a background with healthcare for the homeless. I want to hear from both of you. How did you become to be involved with this initiative? And if Lisa, I could start with you. What are some of the background strengths that you bring to this initiative?
Sure. Well, thank you so much. Well, I specialized in pediatrics, so I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner for 35 years. And I really spent 30 years of my career in community health with healthcare for the homeless. I was the director for pediatric and adolescent medicine at healthcare for the homeless. And that came after my 11 years with Baltimore City Health Department, working in school-based health centers in Baltimore City. The work that we can do, well, as nurses, nurse practitioners, it's a blend of acute care, primary care, social work, counseling, a little bit of everything. And what I was hearing Catherine talk about a little bit earlier that I wanted to chat with you all about that I found so important too, is it's not just for the students. It is for, you know, school nurses are involved with families also, right? So families, children, young people, and also administration. So it's really, a school is a community. You've got the teachers, you've got admin, you've got the neighborhood, you've got the parents, you've got the athletics, you've got the clubs, you've got everything that's happening to impact a child's life. So I love autonomy that we have as nurse practitioners and nurses in school health. Really, the buck does stop with us. We are trusted. Something comes up, let's go to the health center. And let's talk to the nurse. And that nurses are just so well situated for that because we are already, our practice is whole child care. And when I say child, I'm talking from little kids up to young adults.
That's so wonderful. And to know that you're thinking about the entire school community or the school as a community makes it so worthwhile. I wanted to bring in Catherine a little bit about your background, but you also share that you're with the Compass Center. What is that? And what does your background strengths look like that you're bringing to this initiative?
So our Compass Center is actually, Compass is an acronym for Center for Community Practice, Innovation, and Scholarship. This center really coalesces our purposeful work with and for the community at the School of Nursing. Our Associate Dean, Dr. Hara Hahn, has a long and incredible history of working and researching with the community. My background is I've been a family nurse practitioner for over 30 years and worked in every possible ambulatory care site that you can think of, everything from occupational health to retail to centers for folks who are not housed to backpack type clinical situations. And In every place that I've worked as a nurse practitioner, there has been a link with a school, whether it is taking care of a child who is being diagnosed with ADHD, if it is a child who's suddenly being placed with a grandparent and we need to begin to work with that, or we need to provide Medicaid physicals so that they can get into a new school system. Schools are really the hub and the heart of a community. And so in working with schools, we are really beginning to create primary care, that access readily, daily access to care that individuals can reach out to, that's not necessarily centered around illness, but is really centered on their daily life. This is an evolution of our work at the School of Nursing, where we've done projects and worked with different schools, but being purposefully embedded into the community to provide that day-to-day contact is an opportunity that we certainly wanted, you know, get out there and make sure that we were providing the best care possible.
So Lisa, it sounds like the possibilities are endless here. We have a collaborative process, we have a fantastic idea, and providing healthcare is always a good idea. But what I want to hear from you is, how exactly will this program work? What is the structure in place to make it successful?
Well, thank you. I love this because we have a really excellent structure in place that we've put a lot of intention into. We've hired, in addition to the five school nurses, one at each of the schools that will be their primary school. We hired a school health nursing supervisor who will oversee the whole program. And I believe that having that foundation is really going to set us up for success and the children in the schools.
That's great. So it's going to be a layered process is what I'm hearing, with lots of support from the other universities as well. That's great. And Catherine, just thinking long term, what are we expecting to find here?
Well, part of that's going to be defined by the schools and the school communities and the families themselves. I think a lot of times we've seen folks go into schools thinking they know what they need and not listening to schools and observing the families and the administration and the faculty within the school and really being intentional about listening and being present. And that's really having dedicated nurses in those schools. We have an embedded member of that community that's always got their ears open as well as their doors. And that way we can really then bring to bear the resources that we have in the nursing school. We have practitioners, people of Lisa's experience and knowledge that we can bring to bear. We have enthusiastic students where we're creating the next generation of nursing professionals that we can also bring in. We have fantastic researchers who can ask questions and find resources and bring programs in that a school may not necessarily be able to have the resources to access, but they have a need and we can see where we can bring that in. So as we're looking for at sustainability and long-term outcomes, we're really looking to hear from the school and the school family themselves what they need and then tailor what we provide to those needs.
I want to say that's exactly what every school needs, but I'm grateful that you guys get to work on it. And I know that you do a lot more work than you're telling us now. And what I want to hear from both of you is, what kind of other initiatives that you're working on or coming up that we can be excited about? Lisa, I'll start with you.
Sure, thank you. I laugh because this school health is a passion project for me. And I started about a year ago to be the senior project manager for a really great new program called Neighborhood Nursing. And neighborhood nursing is a vision of the dean's. It's a primary prevention model consisting of a nurse and a community health worker embedded into the community, being very nimble, being able to go door to door, meet with families, people of all ages in senior centers, community centers, wherever people are. That's my main work is neighborhood nursing. The school of health, when school health came along at the same time as an opportunity, and because it's in my wheelhouse and my expertise. I jumped on it, and I couldn't be happier that we are where we are. And how I see the intersection and the dovetailing with school health and neighborhood nursing is schools are hubs for community. And neighborhood nursing, the nurse and the community health worker, will be going to hub sites in each community, each neighborhood. I see this as a really, really great opportunity, not just for Hopkins, but also Coppin and Morgan and University of Maryland, who are our University School of Nursing partners with neighborhood nursing. So right now, there is so much synergy between the schools of nursing impact with the potential of impacting communities that, really the sky's the limit.
I totally agree with you. The possibilities are endless, and I'm happy that you're thinking about it that way. And Catherine, what are the exciting pieces that you're doing, especially with the Compass Center, that you can share with us?
Oh, absolutely. So I will be the first CNO for Compass. And it really is because of the vision of Dr. Hahn and Dean Zanton, with this emphasis of we're not just teaching and researching best practices, we are actually doing and advocating for them. So as CNO around service and outreach, it's about operationalization and practice. School health nursing is where we're starting. We're starting at the, as Lisa so eloquently stated, at the hub and the heart of the community, but also moving forward, where are the needs that we are identifying? And then actually, how do we meet those needs? We've done some work around vaccines. We gave over 1,000 flu shots this fall. We're looking at doing additional clinics, seeing where those gaps in care in the community are, and making sure that we link our communities up with the resources that we have in this area. That's really our job. And to create a network, that's where we create security and safety for all we come into contact. And that's where we're going. So whatever that looks like, that's our direction. And we're starting with schools.
That's so nice. I wanted to ask you one final question, Catherine. For our future nurses who might be listening, you're an experienced FNP, but you get to do something that not many nurses do. And that's the work in the community. What's the most exciting part about that?
The most exciting part is that this is really part and parcel, not only my NP role, but also all of the different pieces. The coolest gig about being a nurse is that while there are 4 million nurses in the US, there are 4 million ways to be a nurse. And I would say if you're interested in nursing, do not limit yourself. Being in a hospital is not the only way to be a nurse. Everyone needs care. Everyone should seek care. I always say nobody should go in and seek care unless they have a nurse with them or have had some health literacy that they've been able to bounce things off of. Nursing is really part and parcel of wellness. And when we look at all the opportunity, at those bright, shiny faces in these amazing schools that we're going to get to go into, it is all the potential and all of the being that they have there. And that really is embedded in health. And so that's really the total gig of being a nurse. So if you get excited about hearing all of the different possibilities, then nursing may be for you.
I so love this. I love everything you're saying, and I hope you're influencing a future FNP out there. And with 30 years of nursing experience, Lisa, what has kept you wanting to keep working with PEDS, but more importantly, wanting to continue and now in the school environment?
So I wanted to share, like, I love listening to Catherine talk. It's, just kindred spirits, right? So I wanted to share that when I went into working with the school-based health centers with the health department here in Baltimore City, I had been working with healthcare for the homeless, pretty much, going to shelters, soup kitchens, assisting families and children there. So I thought school health was going to be really boring. I'm like, no, that's going to be boring every day, the same thing. Hi, guess what? I was really wrong. And I laugh about it all the time because I stayed for 11 years. It's not boring. It's actually really exciting. And what I love about school health work is that I like to work at the high scope of my practice. As an MP, that meant I could do a lot for people. I like to work at the highest scope of my practice, and I like autonomy. I like, you know, to be independent, and I like to be a mover and shaker and think creatively and collaboratively, and all those things you can do in community health. So many doors open, so many opportunities to work on boards, to work behind the scenes, to do community organizing, to doing advocacy and policy, which I also did. When I helped pass a law in Maryland for unaccompanied homeless youth. And I also felt like I was a reluctant advocate. I also thought I wasn't going to like that. And I didn't love the advocacy part of going to Annapolis and having to testify. But it was also, you know, I believe that being of service, and it's a privilege and a responsibility. And so working with young people and advocating for them and hearing their voices advocate for themselves, there's no greater pleasure. And make change, like they made change. They passed a law.
That is wonderful. And I'd like to just say we get to, and it's a privilege to be a nurse. And I hope that is the message that we're hearing. But Lisa, Catherine, thank you for being such strong advocates for children's health, especially in Baltimore City. And I can't wait to follow along with school health nursing progress. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of On the Pulse. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with someone you know and subscribe through Apple, Stitcher, Google Play, or Spotify. You can also find us on the Health Podcast Network at healthpodcastnetwork.com/nurse. Be sure to also check out our On the Pulse blog. You can learn more about the Johns Hopkins School of Nursing at nursing.jhu.edu.